Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, this morning we worship you, we adore you, we bless you. Thank you for bringing us together again. Thank you for your power that is being released even among us this morning. I know none of us will leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you for a great work this morning. In Jesus' name, somebody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated as you give the Lord a big hand clap. Are you glad to be in church this morning? All right. It is a blessing to be in church. We're looking at the names of God. The names of God. The names of God. Do you have your Bible? Or you're using the public Bible? There's a Bible called a public Bible. The public Bible is not for, it's for you must have your own Bible. Are you with me? Yeah. So we're looking at the names of God. And one of the first names we have looked at is what? Elohim, which means God the Creator. We're learning about God because many people, many Christians don't know about God, right? And you can't be a child of God, you can't be in the church and not know God in His fullness. Because when you get to know God in His fullness, that is when you'll be able to live the Christian life well. Yes. Are you with me? Yes. Manasseh and Jamal. If you know God well, then you will also be able to serve God. Because you need to know what God can do for you. You need to know who God is to you. You see, if you are in a relationship, like some ladies can confirm, I can go around with the microphone and they will just confirm right now. You need to know, it's just the cheap ones who don't know what the man will do for them before they give themselves to the man. Oh, Shorty, are you, how old are you these days? You were 14, 15 when you guys come here. You are what, 20 something now? 21. Hey, you are growing. So tell me, if what do you look for in a man? Tell the church. If a man approaches you, what do you look for in a man? Is it the princess, the princeness, the royalness of the person? What I don't know. The political affiliation. I don't know which one. So tell us. What would you look for? Because there are a lot of men here. I don't know which one you want to marry. But. So what do you look for? I mean, you are an example of a young lady.
I would first look at
kiss the mic. You know, kissing the mic.
I would look for his personality.
Personality.
Yes.
So what? How do you know the personality? If I meet you today, how would you know my personality?
Well, then I would take time to know you.
You would take time to know me.
Yes.
Ah. But I don't have time.
Well, then, Rev.
It means you waste my time.
No, then you.
The personality. Okay, like what? What would you look for in the personality?
How we would treat. How does he treat his mother?
How he treats his mother?
Yes.
His mother is a crass. His mother is a crass. Okay, so I've answered your question for you. Let's look at the next one.
His attitude.
His attitude.
Yes.
But he treats his mother. He says his mother is a crass already. So the attitude is unknown.
If he can take care of me.
If he can take care of you. Wow. What do you need? What do you need? I mean, tell us. You need red shoes. Okay.
If he can support
me. Are you here? Okay.
If he can support me financially.
If he can support you financially. You know, so it's can we have the points on the screen? What are the ladies? I'm preaching. Are you helping me or you're not helping me? She said the first one is what? Personality. What did she say the first one? Are you shorty? Oh, you want me to come and interview you rather? I like to interview shorty. I'll get good points from shorty. I trust her points. Where is it? A TV? Blackout? Okay, all right. So, first of all, you said
his personality.
And then you said how he treats his mother.
Yes.
Okay, and then you went on to say whether he can take care.
His attitude,
number three.
Yes.
And number four,
if he can support me,
if he can support you financially. Uh-huh. What else? If you give us seven signs of a man shorty world. Say yes to.
If he attends church.
If he attends church. Wow. Okay. That's a good point.
If he's driving.
If he's driving. It's a good point. Yeah. I told you shorty will give me good points. Yeah. If he's driving.
Because I don't like to take the bus.
Because you can't take a man and you got to walk from where. No. It's what man is there. If he's driving. So it doesn't matter if he's driving a taxi, it's okay.
No, taxi is out.
Taxi is out.
Yes,
oh, but taxi, he can.
No, Reverend.
He must have his own car.
Yes.
Do you look at a type of car too, or any car? It's okay. Spacio,
yes,
is okay.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. No RAV4 or Prado.
No,
because if you climb on a Prado, you look more heavier. What do you think? Than Spacio, where you don't have to climb, you just have to slide in and sit down. Prado, you have to, It'll make you look more. What do you think?
Yes, Reverend, but we'll get there.
You get there. Wow! You see? The next one. How many have you given? Are you counting, Anita? Hey, you and me, we have bone to chew. Last one. We have six. So last one.
If Sister Jackie's opinion about him.
Honey, I love you. Okay. Who's Sister Jackie?
This woman.
If she.
Her opinion. About
her opinion.
Him, yes.
Okay. So me, I don't matter at all. I'm number 9 or 8. Okay, you are coming to me. All right, I'm waiting. Okay, what are your mother
approves
of him? Okay, why don't you put your hands together for Sister Shorty? Now, she made a very, very important statement when she said that she will look at a person's personality, right? And even though she didn't go deeper into the personality, we can go into that point. When you look at personality, you look at, is a person funny? Is a person caring? Is he somebody who has a vision? Is he someone who is moody? You know, you want to see the person in his entirety. You want to look at a person holistically. So it's not just somebody who is walking on the road with a nice polo Ralph Lauren Lacoste shirt and a nice blue jeans, some heavy Nike boots. But she wants to get to know the aspects of the person. In terms of personality, how many can follow where we are going to? Unasi, are you following? So, the personality now is in a certain way the different manifestations of the guy, because his attitude, his personality, is really what you need. It must be something you must take into consideration. You get it? Because is the person caring? Is the person is he loving? You know, is he thoughtful? When is your birthday? Will he even remember? Is he somebody who, you know, serious about you? These things, and it is when you are able to even, let's say, study and then be able to experience the person in all these areas. He's funny. He can make you laugh. No, you need to have a husband who can make you laugh. Because life is too serious. That if he's always going to be serious, looking for money and taking care of you, you know, you who's going to make you laugh? Jumbi? TV is going to make. That's the real thing, because some people, the excitement and the enjoyment really is on the TV. It's all on Facebook, because it's like the person cannot replace, or the person cannot function as Facebook functions. That's why we see people chatting with people all over the place, because it's like, even though they are married or they're in a relationship, they don't have, their personality is not complete. So even though they are kind of committed somehow, they still look out to kind of to fulfill, let's say, the funny part, the friendship part, the company part. I married him or I'm with him because of his money. But really, company and somebody who understands me and what I want to do, my feelings. Is this my classmate who said he liked me, but he was a little boy? I needed a big man. It's a message. In the same way, the God we serve is just like a man who has proposed to you. You need to know God in his entirety. If you only know God as a savior, you don't know him at all. Because God is a God of many characters, many personalities. People say that, how can a loving God send people to hell? It's because you don't know God holistically. Because if you know God holistically, you understand that he's also a judge. And a judge has nothing to do but to bring you, if your case comes before him, all he has to do is assess your case and then bring judgment. It has nothing to do with love. It has nothing to do with care. It has nothing to do with who you are. It has everything to do with his personality and his function as a judge. And God is merciful. So most of us like the merciful part of God. Because we are all bad and sinful, right? So we like that merciful part. So, oh, God is merciful. Because we are bad, we like that part. Many of us don't even look at the area where God is also a rewarder. Because he's also a rewarder. So in a nutshell, knowing God in his entirety will help ground you in Christianity. Amen. Knowing a person, like how your sister Shorty was saying, knowing a person completely will help you say yes. Because, you know, he has a vehicle. That part is a very important part to her. Whereas somebody may say, okay, you know what? No problem if you don't have a vehicle. I'll walk. We'll sit on a bicycle for now. And believe God that one day, as we pay our tithe, God will bless us with a vehicle. No, but the vehicle aspect is important. In the same way, if you are serving God and you only know God as the creator, you can easily think that, oh, he has already finished creation. He has nothing more to create. So I don't have anything to do with that personality, that part of God. But if you go to Genesis, I believe, chapter 17. Is the TV on? I have to. It's blackout. Okay. Prince said it, but I didn't believe. Hey, it's there. The blackout has come black in. So we looked at God in Genesis chapter 1 as the creator. And by extension, we are saying God can create anything you need and you want. God, just as God gave Adam a wife, God can give you a wife also. I said, God can give you a wife also. And God is giving you a wife. Then God is going to give you a husband. You don't have to force. You don't have to impress. You don't have to put wig on your hair. All of those things, it doesn't push God to give you a husband. You have to understand God. You really have to understand God that it is not the most beautiful woman who get married. It's very evident. If you go to weddings, you see that maybe you say, about this girl, I'm very... Why did a guy choose this woman? that's why he chose her. Because charm is deceitful. And beauty is vain. If you get beauty, it's a bonus. It's a plus. If you don't get beauty, no problem. Because when it comes to serious things, beauty wouldn't matter. When it comes to cooking and loving and caring and agreeing and not fighting you, it's not beauty. You can see beautiful girls who fight people. It's ugliness. There's nothing. When you have people like that, then, but my wife has come. Yeah, all right. Then there's no beauty. You can ask those who have married for a long time. You can have a woman who is with you and fights you. Yeah, like a Taliban. You want to find a bomb and blast her away from your life. ISIS, personal ISIS you have gone to take. It's also God is able to create. That's why when God came into the life of Abraham and Sarah, the Elohim made a child come when everybody thought that a child cannot come. Jiggy, are you there? So if you are serving God, you must understand that God, the God I'm serving, anything I think I am missing, He can bring it. I don't need to go to some Obia man to look for anything. Because the Obia man, he's not even called Elohim. All his name is Obiama. What's the meaning of Obiama? It's a very even negative meaning. If he says the Obiama, everybody thinks in a negative way. Are you there? So this morning, we want to look at the second personality of God. The second name of God, which is in Genesis chapter 17 and verse where? 1. The Bible says that when Abram was 90 years old and 9. It means he was 99 years old. The Bible says that the Lord appeared to Abram. You see, the Lord is I am a Lord. Mr. Doris Sr. is a Lord too. A Lord is somebody who has things under his control. That's what we call God, the Lord of Lords. So just in case you think you have something under your control, God is the one who has everything under his control. That's why we call him the Lord of Lords. Do you get it? Yes. So just in case you have some small company of 5 workers under you and you think you are big short, God is the biggest of all shorts. I say he's the biggest of all shorts. The Bible says, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, remember he's called Abram here. Because Abraham has a meaning. He appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. I am the Almighty God. I am the Almighty God. When you go to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. There is no introduction, there's no explanation about what God it is. We know that if you go behind the English to the Hebrew, that the God there is Elohim, which means the creator. If you go to Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1, when the Bible says that, and the Lord appeared, the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, just in case you are doubting, I am the Lord God Almighty. Now, the Lord God Almighty is the name El Shaddai. El Shaddai. God Almighty. So we have God, that is Elohim, the eternal creator. And then we have God Almighty or Almighty God, El Shaddai. Now, if you really look at the meaning of El Shaddai, you will be very, even just this verse alone, you'll be blessed. You see, El Shaddai means this. El Shaddai means the double-breasted one. The strong and the double-breasted one. It means that God Almighty has breasts. in his chest, and his chest is strong and big. The strong one, El Shaddai, which is Almighty, is the double-breasted, the breasted one. When we say somebody is busty, I'm sure you don't understand what I mean when I say somebody is busty, isn't it? When we say somebody is busty, do you understand? When somebody is busty, it means the person has, the breast is a lot. And you have some women like that, their breast is a lot. Some people, they fight, they pray, they don't get enough. But some people, they have more than enough. Now, it should, as I'm, when they give birth, there's almost nothing to feed on. Milk is scarce. You have to add, buy milk powder from Survivor. But there are some, the breast is enormous. It's a well. I mean, if you put it in your mouth, the milk you would drink. Hey, there's no milk company that can provide something like that. I'm talking about bustiness. And you must look at that and think about the God we are, the personality we are dealing with now, the double-breasted one. It means a God who is a strong nourisher. He nourishes. You get it? If he's a double-breasted, you are thinking about milk. You are thinking about the vitamins and the strength and the energy that is in milk. Can you imagine a baby? All a baby lives on is milk. So if God is a double-breasted one, it means that we, his children, there's nothing. That's what David said, that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want, because he remembers the breastedness, the nourishing ability that God has. So if you look at this verse, it says that, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, God appeared to him. It's like somebody who has lived his life and finished. Where will you be at 99? You're basically dry. Your bones are gone. Your hip is paining you. You probably need a walker to walk. You have this, you have that. But God appears. You see, that's why it's very, very ironic. That God appears to a 99-year-old man and introduces himself to him like, he said, Abraham, I am the one who can put this thing in your mouth and make all the dryness. You see, when you get old, you get dry. When you get old, you shrink. Is that what it is? Anybody who is getting old, you see that? When you see the older people who have become small, you think, you wait, when they were 30s and 20s, they were juicy like you are. Yes, amen, daddy. But you see, now the old, and then the skin is wrinkled and crumpled, and the juice in the body is gone. They've lost water and all of that. You see that the skin is dry. That is when God comes in to say that, hey, my children, I have something for you to nourish you, to strengthen you, and to make you strong and healthy again. That's the God we serve. Now, if you get to know this God, I don't see why you will cry. I was listening to a preacher, and he was talking about the lion. He said, the lion doesn't cry. Have you ever seen a lion crying? And if you're a lion, as we are lions, redeemed as lions, those who cry, you are disgraced to God. Those who cry, you are disgraced to God. Because lions don't cry. You imagine yourself as a lion. When does a lion get depressed? Have you seen the king of the forest depressed before? That the lion will say, I'm depressed today. He's not a king of the forest. I am Almighty God. We need to understand so that we can experience the strength, the nourishing ability of God, the strength giver, the satisfier, the all bountiful, the supplier of the needs of his people.
It means that if you know God as El Shaddai, you shall not lack anything. Because he has enough to give to his children. What do you lack? El Shaddai has it. He's like a supermarket. What do you want? Soup powder? Yeah, what is soup powder? Go to the soup powder session, you get it. What do you want? Oil to cook? Yeah, what is oil? Which one? Soya? Vegetable? Which one? Coconut? Which one? Oil you want? Go to the shelf, you can find it. That is what I'm talking about. He has everything we need. Yeah. El Shaddai. As a child, the only thing you need is your mother's breast. Yeah. A child doesn't think about cook up. But we can bring one of the babies from the children's church. Let's ask them whether they know what cook up is. Is there a baby around? Who has a baby? Honey, where's your baby? Baby didn't come yet. Oh, okay. Ask the baby no cook up. Hey, I didn't know you've given birth. Congratulations. What's your baby's name? O'Neill. Odeon. Wow. Does he know? It's a boy, right? Odeon is a boy. Oh, does he know cook up? Ah, what does he know? Huh? Bobby? You just give you Bobby? Yeah, it's Bobby he knows. His whole world is a Bobby. He can cry. You see how babies they cry. And then you slip it. That's all. When they get the Bobby and they drink it for a while, you see that they are quiet and they are asleep. I have enjoyed from El Shaddai the breast, the nourisher, the supplier, the strengthener. He has been there for me. Anytime your needs are met, you should know that it is God's personality of El Shaddai that you are enjoying. And that's the thing that comes. He says, walk before me and be perfect. Walk before me and be perfect. If you look at the word perfect, it means complete. It means whole. It means without blemish. So what, in fact, God is introduced, is very interesting. He introduced himself to an old man and says, I am El Shaddai. It means I am the one who can make you look like a young man again. And he did. He made him look like a young man. He gave him sperms that were strong. He gave him strength. How can you go and look for 99-year-old people around and see what that. But God, El Shaddai, he met a 99-year-old man, and from nowhere, boom, like that. Yeah. And he shot. That's the thing. If you read, he said, walk before me and be perfect. Not perfect like you are not a sinner, or perfect like you're doing everything right. But walk before me. He says, you walk with me. Come with me, fellowship with me, and I will make you complete. You will look fresh again. You will look strong again. You will look energetic again. You will look reviving again. You will be active again. El Shaddai is providing your needs. I say he's providing your needs. You go to verse 2 very quickly. My time is up. He says that, I will make my covenant between me and thee. Look at it. He says, and I, because I am somebody who brings nourishing, I am somebody who brings fruitfulness. I don't know what you are lacking that you are crying. I weep for those of you who cry about money. I weep for you. You are too mobile. You are a child. You are a baby in the Lord. You don't understand who you are serving. You don't understand who you are following. You don't understand who is your God. That is the mistake that makes us become almost like crazy people. Because what will make you not focus on God is what you think you are not getting or you cannot get, which is actually a lie. Because everything God can
provide. The Bible said he shall supply every need. Every need. According to how rich he is. According to how he is the source of nourishing.
You see, I was in London the other day. And my fit form class. You know, these days they have this class of this on WhatsApp. WhatsApp has brought a lot of things. So my fit form class, that's 1986. We are on a WhatsApp group. A lot of it is nonsense. I just so that they don't say you are an antisocial pastor. You just overlook them. And they said they were having something in one of the guys, his house in London. And I happened to be there. So after all my schedules, I said, you know, let me support. I didn't tell them I was traveling. I didn't tell them. Why should I tell them I'm traveling? They should know my business. Sometimes people say, I'm going here. You can't know what I'm doing. So I just happened to be there. They were having a little get together. So I said, you know what? I will go today. I'll go to the function. So I set off. Got there like 11 or so. 11. Somewhere, it was late. 11:20. And I was at the door and I rang the bell. So that my classmate, who was a leader, who actually brought the group together, came on his balcony and was like, who is that? And I mentioned his name. He said, who is that? I mentioned his name. So I realized that, I mean, it was late, the place was dark. I was standing outside for a long time. So he insisted. So then I showed him, I was hiding. So I came out. He was standing on the top. Then he saw me, he said, Asabri! And then the whole place, they were making noise. So he came down, he came to open the door for me. Now, I went in. We had some had left. A few that were there. You know, we were talking. People were laughing at me. They said, hey, Charlie, pastor. Hey, they don't know all kinds of things. They're trying to bring on my case. Trying to bring back all my bad days and all of that. I had to beg. And then one lady took, is it Bacardi they call it? Bacardi? He took Bacardi, came to hold me, that they should take a picture of us, me and her with Bacardi together. This means I've backslided or what? He took a picture, she was holding Bacardi, was holding me. He said, no, I'll make the pastor take a picture with Bacardi. Now, many weeks later, somebody reposted the pictures, right? And then they were talking about how excited she was and how she was drunk and all of that. And she said, oh, she wasn't so drunk. But there's one thing that actually surprised her. And she said that of all the classmates, I am the only one who has maintained who he is. He said, all of them are great. I look very old. I'm the only one who still look young. El Shaddai! El Shaddai. No, she said she was very excited because when she looks among us, she realized that I am the only one, the only pastor too, who looks still look young. Where do you think it's from? It's from milk. I drink it, Bobby. I drink Bobby bad. I tell you. You see, because when you follow God, some of the drinking and the smoking and some of this foolishness that people do, you don't do them. We don't even know that even physically it's a healthy thing for you. So when Christians say, oh, is it good to drink? I don't have time for such questions. When people who are moral and principled in the world are even abstaining from drinking. Now, if you are an unbeliever, you are drinking, you are smoking, you are doing all kinds of things, you are doing and sexing all over the place. Then at a point in time, those of us who have stayed in church, prayer. You know, prayer is a very good thing for you. Prayer is even a therapy. Yeah, it has been proven. They did a test on rats. I would say mouse. Two mice. There was one that had, they gave him light. They put him in a dark box and they punched a hole in the box. And when they put him in a box, there was no hole in the box. The one that didn't have the hole died earlier. But the one that had a hole punched in the box didn't die. You see, and so they explain how light and hope keep somebody lively. You get it? Because that's why it's people when people kill themselves, they commit suicide or they cut themselves. It is the moment of their lives that they feel hopeless. They feel like, you know what? Then they did another test with a mouse who they kept in a prayer room. And another one who was kept outside the prayer room. The one who was kept in the prayer room lived longer than the one who was not kept in the prayer room. Yeah. Scientifically proved that prayer, especially even speaking in tongues, is very, very beneficial. He said in verse 2 of Genesis chapter 17, he says, it is me and I will multiply thee exceedingly. You are 99 years old, but because I am El Shaddai, because my personality is what Shorty likes, then I will be able to marry her. And then she'll be one of the most happiest women around. He said that since I am El Shaddai, and I have double breast, and I'm the nourisher, and I'm the one who gives life and gives energy and gives strength, he said, I will multiply thee exceedingly. I see the Lord is multiplying you exceedingly. Receive multiplication in your life in the name of Jesus. Receive multiplication in your finances. Receive multiplication in your life. To multiply is more. And then to exceedingly multiply. It can only be somebody who has the power to do something that nature cannot do. To do something that the world cannot provide. To do something that is against minds. And against what you can even ever imagine for somebody. It can be only somebody like that. That's El Shaddai. That's the God you and I we serve. I pray that he reveals himself to you completely, not only as Elohim, to create a newborn in your heart and in your life, but as God Almighty, El Shaddai, who is your nourisher? Who is your nourisher? Is there something dry in your life? May he bring his milk in your life. Is there something lacking and something wanting? El Shaddai be introduced to you. I pray El Shaddai show himself to you today. Multiply thee exceedingly. And then he goes on. I'm finishing. He says, and Abram fell on his face and God talked with him saying, you see, when you sense the presence of God, you have to do something humble. When you sense the presence of God, you have to do something. You have to humble yourself. Sometimes you have to just lie down or kneel down so he can continue. When Samuel heard the voice of the Lord, Eli told him, say, Master, speak, thy servant hear it. You have to, when you get a hint, you have to, it's like you hear a knock on your door, you have to open the door. That's how many of us, we don't get the messages completely. Because he appeared to him and he said something. It could have been the end. But the Bible says that Abraham went on his knees. Is that it, verse 3? And Abraham fell on his face. After the introduction, he fell on his face. And then God began to talk with him again, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. The guy didn't have any child. 99 years. You are telling me I'll be a father of many nations. It has to be somebody who can take my sperms and put the new sperms inside. It has to be somebody whose power overrides age. Whose power overrides nature in your body. It has to be somebody who has the power and the key to inject in you something that can reverse your aging. He's the real anti-aging God. He's better than all the creams you put on your face. I say he's better than all the creams you put on your face. And there's more he talks about. But I pray that you see God and experience God really as El Shaddai. Because he's the one who is double-breasted, who supply your needs. What need do you do? If you have any need, let's stand to our feet. You have a need today. I have El Shaddai here for you. Hey.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life. and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.